Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm going to speak to Yankee Faber because I can tell you he's going to be a lot more sensible than you lot have. Pronounce this. And now we're going to paste that in because I don't even know how to you can't even think. I don't even know where to find those letters on my keyboard. So let's see. Okay. In the meantime, let's chat to Yankee Faber. And we were talking about flotillas. The truth is that it is dangerous, that it is, they know full well what they're doing. It is all political theater. They're not even carrying aid in any meaningful way. So what is this all about? What are they actually doing? And what point are they trying to make? Yankee Faber, Israeli journalist. Good morning. Thank you for joining us so bright and early. How are you today?
Good morning.
So the flotillas are very concerning in that everybody knows in reality that they aren't serious, that it is political theater. That said, they're putting themselves at risk. They're putting Israeli soldiers at risk. And they are achieving very little in terms, they're achieving nothing in terms of really impacting real lives of people in Gaza. So what's it all about?
Well, you know, every time when and those boats came towards Gaza, no food was found on the boats, no first aid, no humanitarian things, nothing. It was just, they just came to show the world, we are against Israel, we want to get to Gaza. And let me tell you something, none of those people, none of them wants to go to Gaza, okay? Even before the war, they know very well that there's no human rights in Gaza, and they know very well that how Gaza treats you know, gays and all the rest. So nobody's going to get to Gaza. They know they don't want to get to Gaza, and you can see there is no food on the plane. On the boats. There is no any humanitarian aid on the boats. It's just to get attention from the world. And this time, Israel has stopped at I don't know a few hundred kilometers from Israel, and 430 activities are on the way to Israel, and they're going to come in the next few hours. They just want to get attention, and they hate Jews, they hate Israel, so they're just need an excuse, and they have a good excuse now to show the world that they have solidarity with the Palestinian. Nobody cares about the Palestinian in the world. Everybody just hates Israel, and that's it.
Well, because I was thinking earlier, you know, there's a blockade in Iran. We have no idea what's happening in Iran. There's no internet. There is no communication. And the Iranian people, 90 million people, are effectively trapped. Why don't they try and break the blockade around Iran?
Well, you know, it's very complicated because they have no weapons. There is no any opposition organization who has weapons, so it's impossible to get the regime down when you have 200,000 you know, regime officers who walk around in the streets with massive guns, and they're just shooting anybody that
right, and that's the point.
Government.
That's why there's no flotillas against Iran, because the Iranian regime will either kill them or imprison them. They're not giving them turkey sandwiches when they arrive in Iran.
Exactly. And what about Sudan? Mm. If people follow what's going on in Sudan people get killed every day. There is also a war. It's like a civil war in Sudan. In Iran, no, and yeah, as you said, you know, Iran is killing every day prisoners. It's hanging them all over Iran. And I think they killed in 2025 over 2,000 people. Nobody cares. Nobody talks about it. And even when, you know, human rights organizations do talk about it, they just talk about it just to, you know, to say, yeah, we are also against Iran. You know something? No activities ever go to Iran, as you said, to like they do in Israel. You know, many of them come to Israel as tourists. They come to the country. They walk around. They take videos and pictures how they how they trying to disturb the IDF job in the West Bank or in other places. They would never do it in a different. They would never do it in a different country. They would never do it in Turkey. They would never do it in Sudan. They would never do it in Somalia. They would never do it anywhere. They never did it in Syria. If you remember Assad, the former president who escaped to Russia, he killed around a million Syrian from his own people. Nobody ever tried to go to Syria and try to help the people there, because they're all going to get killed. So it's so easy for them to come to Israel because nobody's going to do anything to them. And I don't know, maybe Israel need to change the policy. And every one of them who comes to Israel and he has to get kicked out with a black stamp on the passport and never come here again. But it doesn't really work like this. And Israel lets them in again and again, and they get kicked out and they come back again. And it's very upsetting, but that's Israel. What can you do?
The question I keep asking myself is, everybody with half a brain can see that this is theatre, that this is just an act. And yet the president of Ireland's sister has been, detained, and they, of course, call it kidnap, and some activist from here in South Africa, and everybody gets themselves or certainly tries to get themselves worked up. Does anybody actually take this seriously? I mean, does anybody really, really think, oh, gosh, no, this is terrible of Israel. They should have, they shouldn't be stopping them? Like, it's an absurdity. Who believes this still? I feel like it's all just so scripted.
The problem is, most of the information people get today is on social media. It's basically TikTok. And most of the information is fake, and they have no one to... And that's where they get information from. So nobody knows exactly the truth. And that's why they all demonstrate against Israel. If you go to a TikTok, you just write Israel Palestine, 90% of the videos are against Israel. So this is where the people get information from. You know how many AI videos is running around on social media, and all fake, all lies, and people believe it. So there's nothing much you can do about it. And now, look, Israel is also not doing much. Israel is not trying to show the world that it's all fake, because the government here is dealing with other things instead of what she really needs to do. And then you get the lies. Nobody is actually standing and saying to the world, it's not true. You can come to Israel and visit by yourself and see what's going on here. I mean, Israel does. And let me tell you that sometimes Israel is, in welcoming and even paying for them, for a lot of people who have a lot of influence on social media. They bring them to Israel, they take them to Gaza, they take them to the border of Lebanon and Syria, and explain them why it's so important that Israel should, watch all those borders, and they take them to the border with Gaza. They show them what happened on 7th of October. But it's not enough, unfortunately. And people in the world just believe every lie that goes around.
Roland asking, why not let these flotillas actually reach Gaza?
No, they never let them reach Gaza, because you don't want them to come to Gaza, because once they're going to reach Gaza, you don't know how it's going to end. And you know something? Israel doesn't want them to reach Gaza because it's dangerous for them, for those activities. They don't know what Gaza is, okay? They think Hamas are nice people, because this is how Europe, especially Europe, are showing the world, no, we can talk to Hamas. Hamas is not a terror organization. They are a freedom organization. And let me tell you, if those activities, if Gerta, the Swedish girl, if she would go to Gaza, the way she talks, the way she dresses, the way she looks, they would kill her, okay? And she doesn't know it. She doesn't know it. None of them knows it. They think that all those people in Gaza are waiting for them. They love them. And once they're going to get there, they're going to help them. If they will go into Gaza, they will die, because the people in Gaza are animals, and they will kill them. So that's why Israel doesn't let them in. That's the real reason why Israel doesn't let them in. I know in the world, the people who hate us don't believe us. But if they will go into Gaza, they will never come out alive. They will get killed, and that's why Israel doesn't let them in. And that's why Israel is stopping them really far from Gaza.
So what do we think is going to happen? I mean, now this is probably the third or the fourth. I can't even keep count. Is this going to keep happening? Who's funding it? Because this doesn't, none of these expeditions come cheap.
Well, yeah, it costs a lot of money. That's true. A lot of money. Who's funding it? I don't know. There's just a few organizations in Turkey. Turkey is actually founding them.
Mm.
A lot of money Turkey puts in it. One of those organizations is clearly a terror organization by Israel and by the United States. And Turkey is putting a lot of money into it. That's one of the countries that's putting a lot of money, and probably all the rest, you know, who hate us. There's enough people who hate us who would love to put money into it.
Mm. That is where we leave it, Yanky Faber. Thank you. Thanks for chatting to us so early.